I appear to have started a dipsocast. Hello. My name is Androcles Flaps.
Oh, is this my bit? My name is Frigmy Hepplewhite.
Hello. And we don't normally do these dipsocasts these days. We did one earlier on in the week. And actually, exactly a week ago.
He says immediately contradicting himself.
I'm not very good at.
At the moment, we're doing these every 6 days.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you a little secret now. A secret nobody else knows. I'm so cunted right now.
Well, it's, you're allowed to be. It's your birthday
tomorrow. Yeah.
So, why not?
Yes. Why not get drunk a day early? Because that way you're going to just not bother anybody.
Well, but today's a Saturday, whereas your birthday falls on a Sunday. And if you, get drunk on a Sunday, it's not like you've taken the entire week off work, is it?
No, you're quite right.
So, you need to recover. So.
You're quite right, I may have done that, but that's the thing. So today has been quite fun. I've been to Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been at the Sinclair Oyster Bar, which is £1.84 a pint.
And that's all that matters.
And I was there with Andrew Wilson.
Yeah, splitter.
And Lisa Goddard.
Yay.
And we talked about doggies and comedies. And generally just sat around having a jolly good time. So, and then I came back to Solby Bridge. And, oh yeah, you're going to expect me now to say that I didn't have a good time, aren't you? That's what you're thinking. You think I'm going to say, I came back to Solby Bridge, and it was miserable, but ha 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 ha, more fool you. Because I came back to Solby Bridge, and it was jolly fun as well with Tom here. Tom has been out all day, and I've been out all day, and I'm now on a very strong beer. I have no idea what it's called.
Is it Dark Matter?
It's Dark Matter. It's big and it's black and it's furry and
I'd be ahead. Something else. It's 6.66%. I think they're trying to allude to some kind of Satanist thing there.
Yeah, but it's not working. It just seems to be an accidental.
All you need to know is it's black and strong.
It's delicious.
Like Mr. T.
That's all I can say. It's very nice. I hope you enjoyed the last episode cast I put out. Or we put out.
Have we put it out yet?
Yes, we put an unofficial dipsocast out on the SoundCloud feed, which was set in McCuntleth, which was a place. But we also have another.
I wasn't in that one.
No, you weren't in that one.
No.
But we did also another dipsocast, which also mentioned the McCuntleth thing, which is now very confusingly going to go out at the end of this dipsocast. Okay, are you up to speed now? There's going to be another dipsocast at the end of this one that you haven't heard, which introduces the last one that we did.
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh. I'll tell you what. I can see now why a friend of ours vomited repeatedly on this particular beer. It's very acidic, very dark, but ridiculously delicious.
I'm not very that acidic. It is just very, very strong.
It could be that I've been drinking since 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Given that ethanol is inherently an acid, I suppose, yeah.
Yes.
You've probably got a point.
Yes, I remember you mentioning
that. Would you like some ranitidine?
No, I'm not allowed to take antacids anymore.
Not an antacid?
No. Well, since it caused my insides to go bursty. Okay, they didn't actually burst, but it was when I was morbidly obese. I reached morbidly obese. Not repetitive stress injury. It was the other one, the British stress injury. Whatever it was, scale. Body fat index or something like that. Body mass index. That's it. Got there in the end. I was morbidly obese, and I was just basically taking those every day, just to cool the taste of all the pork pies and cakes and lemonades and children I hate. So there, that's what's been going on this evening. As you can hear, there's some groovy music in the background.
You might be able to hear that.
Oh, it's gone away again because they closed the doors to the pit in which we're being held, the oubliette in which he exists.
Yeah. there have been some horrible, horrible people around this evening.
Yeah.
And we basically come to the opinion that we don't like most of the human race.
Yes, especially the British people.
Yes, the ones that are loud and or get in our way.
Yeah. I think that's generally...
And particularly ones that have already got a drink but stay at the bar blocking other people from getting served.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
If
they're
you
the were dregs.
At the bar, stop there. No, actually, no, don't stop there. Stop being there. That's the one.
Stop taking up bar space when there's people trying to get served.
Bars are for being served at. They're like counters in shops. You wouldn't stand at the counter of WH Smith's just refusing chocolate for 2 hours.
You wouldn't shag a prostitute and then stay there for the next hour with your cock still in her.
No, unless she was very friendly and allowed that sort of thing. But generally with pubs, it's not a good idea. No, sir. Madam.
Yeah. Not when I'm in the pub and I'm feeling all stabby.
Stabby indeed. So it's been one of those days. What happened yesterday? I pushed a motorcyclist off his bike.
I think you did right.
Which made me feel slightly bad, but at the same time just kind of vindicated. I'll give you the background story.
Did you push him off his bike and then like kick him a bit and then try and remove his helmet?
No, I pushed him off his bike and then stood next to him as he picked himself up and stared at him.
Oh, that does sound like you went a bit mad.
It was terrifying. I have to tell you what happened. And I,
excellent. Can you do it coherently?
Possibly. I'm going to put my beard down now so that I can.
I feel safer already.
When my people in the world... Okay. Right. The what happens is the people close the road off where I live regularly. It's the gas people, usually. The people who leave people. The people.
I hate the gas people.
The gas people. The gas board, I'm going to call them. Because I like calling them the gas board because it makes me feel like I'm in the 1950s. And illegal.
So Guelph, is it Guelph? Guelph closed your road.
The Guelph closed my road. Yes, thank you very much.
I hope I've got that right.
No, you were absolutely right there. Yes, that's fine. What is this phantasmagoria? I shout. And they closed the road down, but they left the pavement open, which seems to mean to some people that they can drive entire cars over the pavement.
Entire cars or a bike.
Bike. Mostly tiny cars. They drive their little cars, their little hatchbacks, I believe they call them. They ram up the barriers out of the way. All the spoil goes whooshing off into the distance, and it's really horrible. It's really if you imagine somebody sort of ploughing through your front garden, you'll get the idea. So I was walking out to put my bin bags out or put my sacks out. And a motorcyclist burst through, nearly hitting me. I mean, literally within an inch of my foot and my body and everything else that I hold dear.
Bastard.
Of course, because the way the road is set out, it's more like a little slalom course to get to the top of it, which meant he had to slow down to turn. At that point, I ran towards him and pushed him off his bike. And then stood there while he got himself up, and he was apologising, and I was calling him a cunt repeatedly, and then I went inside and watched some nice television to calm myself down. So, does that mean that I've gone completely Michael Douglas in Falling Down, or is that a normal thing to happen? Does it happen to every man in their 40s? I hope it is so.
Well, I've only just started into my 40s. So I've not experienced such surges of anger. But, you know, obviously I will keep a record and we'll, you know, let people know.
And that's jolly good. So for now, from angry men in their 40s,
yes,
it's good night.
Good night. We shall numb our anger with very, very strong beer.
Ta-ta!
Ta-ta! Go away, go away, go away, go away.